Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon podcast. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for watching the interview on CNN, which they released. And I am grateful to CNN for their honesty in putting out that entire interview and not editing it. And I want to thank Elle, the interviewer, for pushing for that. I think it was a good conversation that highlighted a lot of differences between myself and the interviewer in a respectful way. And I think a lot of people are responding to that. You know, a lot of people are saying, wow, you can just have a conversation and not scream and yell and not be contentious and not be angry. I think a lot of what people are missing is that people don't have a shared base of knowledge. So people feel like they're being attacked all the time. But really, this woman just didn't know a lot of things. And she had made assumptions based on not having the information. So the way to deal with that is not to go, what the fuck are you talking about, you stupid bitch? Like, the way to deal with it is to go, oh, yeah, I don't think you realize X or Y or Z. It wasn't to, like, you know, fly off the handle and call her. Like, friends of mine were really angry at her. I had friends of mine text me, how the fuck does she this? Guys, she doesn't know. She read a few articles about podcasts and then did this interview. She's not a student of comedy. She's not a scholar of comedy. She doesn't understand a lot of the topics that she's talking about. Or there are gaping holes in her understanding of certain things. And if I can correct her in a nice way, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. And I think she probably left that interview going, okay, because her premise is that comedy is owned by Joe Rogan and the podcasts that are the ones that Trump went on and Vance are the only podcasts that exist or are the biggest. And that's simply not true. Comedy has people from all stripes. A lot of them are very successful. A lot of them, people have no idea who they are because everybody's siloed in their own bubble. I tell people all the time how well other people are doing, and friends of mine are shocked. I go, you know that guy's doing this? And they go, what? What? Because they're not in that. It's not in their algorithm or on their feed. They're not being exposed to it. They don't know. Amy Poehler has a tremendously popular podcast. But a lot of people don't even know she has one. But now they're doing all those rankings. And you go, oh, Amy Poehler's got a really popular podcast. The Midas Touch is a very popular liberal podcast with these lawyers who are brothers or whatever. But a lot of people wouldn't know what that is, but it gets a ton of downloads. You know, this whole idea that four or five podcasts were the deciding factor in the election is a very convenient belief. It's not true. I said it the day after the election. I recorded from Miami. I said it. No one's going to buy this. No one's going to buy that Theo Von swayed the course of human history. I love Theo Von, but you're putting too much pressure on him. That's not what happened. Does no one remember what happened with the old guy and the debate and the babbling and then the who's going to do it? And then Kamala comes in and then Trump gets shot and he survives with the hand and the blood. Like, you're leaving out so much to just bring up five podcasts. You're leaving out, like, everything that happened. Well, it's just these five podcasts. But I thought she was very nice. She was not super combative. And I've spoken to her since. And I know that a lot of people have come down on her. But her point of view is not unique. That's not a rare point of view. People are calling me, who is she? How'd they let her do that? That is a point of view that is held by the majority of people in the media that I speak to who are trying to reconcile all of these things in their head. Comedy's right wing now. Da-da-da-da-da. A lot of the people they describe are right wing are more centrist. Some of them aren't. But the idea that they dominate all of comedy is untrue. It's completely untrue. What has happened over the last 5 years is that all traditional media, all of it, television, film, streaming, less streaming, because streaming is still doing very well, but on certain platforms. But all traditional media has declined and is in probably a terminal decline, free fall. So if you're pointing to liberal or left-leaning, left-of-center shows that are on cable, that doesn't mean that comedy doesn't exist anymore or that those people aren't relevant. It means the platforms they're on are dying. Cable is dying. Comedy Central is dying. I had a meeting with Comedy Central, I think in like 2018 or 2019, with these two executives. And I was sitting there and they said, and they were young, they were like in their 20s, like late 20s. And they said, we've got an exciting new venture. And I said, what? And they go, podcasting. I go, podcasting? It's 2019. It's been around for like 10 years. And they were getting into podcasting and digital stuff then. And they didn't devote any real money to expanding their digital presence. You got to remember, Comedy Central had this comedy audience and did nothing with it on the internet. They did nothing with it. They were passed by every YouTube sketch group, every Smosh, every whatever. If you go back in time and you look at all of the early adapters to YouTube, Comedy Central did nothing. All of these legacy media institutions had massive audiences at one time, and none of them, or very few of them, pivoted in a meaningful way to digital. They didn't take their audience with them and say, hey guys, there's actually this platform that some people think is going to be pretty big. It's called the internet. They did nothing with it. And these people, and I remember all of these comics that I was friends with telling me Hollywood's not going anywhere. This was something people thought Hollywood's not going anywhere. And they believed it. And I even believed it. Not enough to not do my own thing because I needed to survive. But that was the belief that people said. And they said to each other, the business is not going anywhere. Stay in the business. I remember big comedians, I won't say their names, One of them said to a friend of mine, never make Hollywood the joke. Never turn on them. Don't. Now, there's good reasons for that, too. You don't want to seem bitter, resentful, whatever. I understand what this comedian was saying. But I think he was saying to the person, like, play your position no matter what. And the business will decide where you what you are. Are you a writer? Are you an actor? Do you do a bit part? Are you the star of the show? Are you a stand-up comedian? We'll decide. The business will decide who and what you are. And the business made a lot of great decisions, a couple of bad ones. But that was the accepted reality. You can do everything you want to do, and then you sit back and wait to see what happens. And all of these people were sitting around going, the business is not going anywhere. Hollywood's not going anywhere. I don't have to be on the internet. I don't have to be on YouTube. I don't have to be on social media. I don't have to do these things. I can do other things. I get a check. I get paid. And again, this isn't a crusade against Hollywood. All the movies I grew up with that I loved were made in that system. All the television I watched that I grew up with was made in that system. All the stand-up comedians that I loved, the vast majority of them existed in that on that spectrum somewhere. Some of them were beloved, some of them weren't, some of them were more on the outside. But this is not an indictment of that. I don't love the child rape. If there was a couple of sticking points, I would, you know, throwing women in the Grand Canyon or whatever they were doing. But if you look at the product, some of it was really good. But there's an inevitability to innovation. Things change rapidly. And things changed, and you had to be ignorant of it, purposefully. You had to bury your head in the sand. You had to ignore it. You had to be, it was coming. Louis C.K. released his own special on his own website. That was a shot fired across the bow. That was a pivotal moment where people were like, wow, you could do that. You can do that. That was a big thing. He made Horace and Pete, right? These are things. Joe Rogan had a podcast where he was doing these long-form interviews, and it was gaining tons of popularity. And comics around his orbit in Los Angeles were building major followings online. And now it's on CNN, but back then it was ignored. It was ignored because none of those people had a development deal with Fox or HBO. So all of the things that are now front page news, and I don't even think they should be, but they are, were ignored. What today is being ignored that in 5 years is going to be the biggest story? It's something I thought about as I left CNN a month ago. I go, I remember when nobody cared. I remember when this was a joke. I remember when the word podcast was actually a joke. Oh, go do a podcast. Blah, blah. And you know where those people are today? All those people that made fun of podcasters, you know where they are today? They're in Gaza. I'm kidding. They're actually on the other side, interestingly enough. Here's my point. Let me not mix up geopolitics into this. It's neither here nor there. What I'm saying is always be looking out for whatever's coming. I don't know what's coming. If I did, I'd have a ton of money, a lot more than I do now. I don't know what's next. But I know that all the things that people made fun of and YouTube and podcasting, this was all a slur. It was a malediction. It was a way to denigrate somebody and their career. It was a way to insult them. These things have now become very, very mainstream things. I don't know what's coming next. I don't know what's coming.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
I wanted to talk about this. I don't know much about Miss Rachel. I haven't consumed much of her content. My godson, who is 4, I don't think is a Miss Rachel fan either. I don't know. I don't know what he watches, but I don't think it's Miss Rachel. I don't know what's going on in that household, to be quite honest. But Ms. Rachel has come under fire recently because she does content for children. Singing songs, things like that, for kids. And Ms. Rachel has come under fire because she's spoken out for the children of Gaza who are being starved to death. And killed, bombed and stuff. And Miss Rachel, something's wrong with her, this woman. I don't know what's wrong with her. She's like mad at this. What? So Miss Rachel, I know. So this woman is like, doesn't understand like why all these kids in Gaza like do have to go, like all of them. She doesn't get it. She didn't get the memo that like these are not blameless children. They are part of a very, very dangerous terrorist organization. And they have to be, and I mean, there's people that are coming on saying this, by the way. Dr. Einat Wolf is outgoing. The Hamas represents the genuine desires of the Palestinian people. Another guy just came out, and we'll play him later, saying that, like, hey, there's not really anybody innocent over there. There's no such thing as innocent people. And so, and of course... So it's odd to me that Miss Rachel is not figuring this out. She's like just looking at these kids and going, why do we keep killing these kids? And there's a good there's always a good reason for children being killed. Oh, literally always. And it bothers me when people make it simple. Like, people make it really simple, and it's like the world is not that simple. When I see a child being killed, the first thing I do is step back and take a moment. I take a moment and I think about history, and I think about the layers and the complexity, the ins and the outs, and that's what I do. Miss Rachel, this dumb bitch, by the way, she sees a kid being killed and is like, stop it, stop killing that kid. And I'm like, wait a minute, why don't you read a book? How about some study? When I see a kid being killed, I immediately open a book and I begin to read the book, and I'll find the answer. I don't know where, chapter 3, maybe chapter 12, but I will keep reading the book. I do a lot of this when I see a kid being killed. I do a lot of this. I do a lot of, interesting. What is happening? What is this? So she is, you know, understandably ignorant of the need to, you know, there's always a reason. We're not just running around killing kids unless it's a necessary thing to be done. There, right? I mean, so this whack job, okay, to make some political point, I don't want to see politics when I'm watching a children's show. Now, Miss Rachel is politicizing her children's show with Hamas propaganda. Let's take a look. And by the way, this is not for the faint of heart. I'm telling you right now, I watched this, I was in disbelief at how sick it is. I was in literal disbelief. This is one of the sickest and most insane things I've seen in my life. This is an American mother engaging in Hamas propaganda with a member of Hamas. She brought a member of Hamas on her show. Let's take a look. See if we can get a little volume there.
Lay the bunny sleeping till it's near the moon. Shall we wake them with a merry tune? They're so still. Are they ill?
Disgusting.
Wake up soon. Let's pretend to sleep. Wake up, little bunnies. Skip, little bunny.
Hamas propaganda. Let's stop this for a minute, because this is insane. It is propaganda. Miss Rachel, with the a girl who lost both of her legs in Gaza. And again, you might think that's wrong. You might think that's wrong from the comfort of your house. You might not understand why it's right. Because, as Douglas Murray would say, you're in the comfort of your home. You're in the comfort of your home. People in the Western world, in your cul-de-sacs and your suburbs, don't understand why that girl's legs needed to be off her body. Do you understand that? Maybe you're confused. You better get the memo. You better get the program as to why we needed to, that she needs to have no legs. But you'd understand that if you weren't so goddamn soft. See, everyone in the West is soft, and they can't understand why we got to kill children. They don't get it because they're too comfortable with their Chipotle bowls and their fucking, I don't know, whatever else they got. They're fucking, I'm trying to, you know, here's the thing. I'm trying to think of like a regular mid-sized car, but I haven't had one in so long. So I'm trying to think, a Kia with your Kias. That's one of them, right? Yeah. The point is, everybody in our country is soft and doesn't get her out of here. Get this propaganda out of here, this Hamas propaganda. Elon Musk is out of the White House. I told you it was going to happen. I said it was going to happen. You doubted me. You yelled and screamed at me. The Doge era kind of ended. Elon Musk said, I'm going to save all this money. He said, I'm going to save $2 trillion. I don't know what they saved. A couple of pens. I don't know what kind of spending they even got to. He wasn't going to go through the Pentagon. They would have killed him. And he couldn't touch entitlements like Medicare and Social Security because a lot of people in Trump's orbit were rightly, including Bannon when I had him on the show, were like, the Republicans are going to get clobbered in the midterms if you allow Elon Musk to hack up these entitlement programs like Social Security. Bannon, though, came out and said everything changed for Musk after Trump publicly denied that the CEO would receive a secret China briefing. This is kind of interesting. Bannon, you could feel it. Everything changed. The fever had been broken, Bannon told the magazine. This is a piece in The Atlantic. Regarding the litany of concerns raised about the scope of Musk's influence within the federal government. And that's the thing. Musk realized, I think, pretty quickly that there was a ceiling to what he was doing. Donald Trump's not going to hand the presidency over to Elon Musk. It's just not going to happen. These tech guys do well to remember to stay in the shadows. That's where they made their money. That's where they made their fortunes, by the way, in the shadows, tucked up there in Cupertino, up there in Palo Alto, up there in Silicon Valley, where nobody knew what the hell they were doing. That's where they thrived, by the way, away from public scrutiny, hanging out with their friends. They did not thrive in the public eye. They don't know how to do it. That's not what they're good at. They need to stay away from biological entities. It's not good. It's not good. And they figured that out. Musk came out with the chainsaw, you know, at CPAC doing Tesla commercials on the White House lawn. It looked cringe. It looked bad. It didn't play well. Yeah, get up the photo of him with the yeah, I mean, this isn't it. But he tried. Then he went, I have become meme. He tried. He thought it was gonna go a lot better than it did. It didn't really work. But that's okay. He's got a company. He goes back to his company. They said incorrectly that Elon Musk is going to the Pentagon tomorrow to be briefed on any potential war with China, Trump said at the time. How ridiculous. China will not even be mentioned or discussed. So I think what basically happened was Elon Musk was kind of riding high. He got into a very, you know, pretty publicized fight with Scott Bessent, Trump's Treasury Secretary, who can himself barely speak. And Elon and Scott got into a fight about who would lead the IRS. And eventually, Elon's choice was defeated, and they chose Bessent's choice to head the Internal Revenue Service. So Elon was, like, hitting walls. And then there was this idea that he was going to get a briefing about China, who Elon has a lot of business with, by the way. And there's a lot of people that do not trust Elon. I don't know Elon. I met him one time. So I'm really not an expert on Elon Musk, only to say that his public-facing behavior is a bit ridiculous and absurd. But I don't know what lurks underneath that. Maybe it's nothing. I don't know. It seems kind of a black box. I don't know, but there are people that believe he's owned by the CCP. There are people that believe that he's, a problem. He's being controlled to some degree, whether through financial interest or other means, that he has he's certainly has a very favorable view of the CCP. I don't know about him. Then I have people that know him decently well, and they think he's a genius and, just wants to help us all become AI and go terraform Mars, which I think is a lovely idea. It's a lovely thought. So I don't know. I just know that, remember that? By the way, the future of your life will be things it'll feel like something was the entire reality of the world, and then a week later it won't even, you'll talk to somebody, you'll go, remember when Elon Musk, ran the government for 3 weeks? And then 2 months later, it'll be like it never happened. And then you'll be like, remember tariffs? And then a month later, it'll be like it never happened. You know, remember when Trump and Zelensky and Vance got in that fight in the Oval Office?
What?
It's over. Remember when Trump yelled at the South African guy about genocide? You didn't even know that happened. You didn't even know it happened, but it did. He brought the South African president in and he goes, why are all these white farmers getting killed? And the guy's like, what? I'm not doing it. But that kind of ambush White House fun that they're having, it's a reality show. The entire country now is a reality show. People are getting owned. It's like the beginning of The Real Housewives, where they all have a catchphrase. People have catchphrases and nicknames. People are getting owned. People come in. They have a big storyline. Elon, Doge. Then they vanish. What happened to them? They're gone. It's become a reality television show where stories pop up and then they disappear. Things are unbelievable. There was a Navy ship, a Mexican Navy ship that crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge. It looked like it was an old clipper ship. The Mexican Navy was doing some type of regatta, here we are. And then it crashed to the Brooklyn Bridge and a couple of people died. Here, play this a little bit.
So that Mexican Navy ship snapping into pieces, nearly 300 sailors on the ship on a training mission. Two of them were killed, several others recovering from injuries tonight, and there are many questions about how this happened. Here's Gio Benitez.
Yeah, just stop it. Here's my question. Why is the Mexican Navy on a training mission in the East River in an old clipper ship? And then why are they crashing into the Brooklyn Bridge? Let's watch a little bit more.
Tonight, growing questions about what caused that catastrophic ship crash into the Brooklyn Bridge, killing two people, injuring 19 more. Stunning videos capturing the moment of impact Saturday night. This one filmed by someone on the bridge. Late today, officials confirming there was no significant damage to the iconic bridge. The NTSB says the Mexican Navy ship carrying nearly 300 people on a training mission departed a Manhattan pier around 8:20 Saturday night with the help of a tugboat, sailors seen lining the towering masts.
Okay, the ship reversing. We'll move on here, but
if you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
This is just what I mean. There's so many things that are happening in succession that you can't focus on any one thing. And as you ask a question, this horrible thing just happened with a couple in Washington, D.C. that were attending some type of humanitarian function. It was a Jewish woman and a Christian man or something like that, or two Jewish people or one Jewish person, a Christian, but they were this lovely, good-looking young couple that were gunned down by some lunatic, and they were attending some function. And that'll be out of the press in 48 hours. Because we just don't have the capacity to really focus on any of this stuff or what any of it means. The scariest thing, by the way, is not that these stories are ephemeral, which means fleeting. I know some of you struggle. It's not that we don't remember these things. It's that we can't analyze what any of them mean because they just vanish. They evaporate. And then we're all just sitting around like, wait, what happened again with that? What was that? It's my job to keep track of this bullshit, and I don't even know half of it. You know, I'm like, wait, what? Who? So this is terrible. There's an Israeli embassy. A young couple worked for the Israeli embassy. They've been shot dead outside of a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C. And by the way, it doesn't do anyone any good to be a psycho on Twitter saying they deserve to be killed or it was an inside job or something like that. That doesn't help anybody. For you to say that stuff, because that's not your job, that's my job. Why in God's name would you say it for no money? No, I'm kidding. We don't know anything about this. All we know is that they clearly didn't deserve to die. Obviously, they're human beings. By the looks of it, they're pretty good human beings. We cannot co-sign the murder of innocent people. It is not good. We cannot do that. It is the way civilization unravels, to just blindly co-sign the murder of innocent people. It's fucking crazy. Stop doing it. Stop trying to minimize it. It's not good. It hurts your own case. When you celebrate the death of innocent people, it could be one person, two people, however many people, it's not advancing anything in a positive way. Truly, you know, that doesn't mean you can't look at the circumstances of something and put it in a context of history but none of that context should ever mean that it's okay. It's not good. I started the show with that. When something horrible happens to somebody, your first goal isn't to go to the library and get a book, by the way. It's to say, stop this from happening. This shouldn't happen. It's not to go, well, let's think about it. let's think about it for a minute. And then everybody's like, well, World War II, what about World War II? Hey, this isn't World War II. That's how you shut all of those people down immediately. You just go, oh, thanks for that. This isn't that. Well, in World War II, would you have been one of the people? Yeah, but it's not World War II. That isn't what this is. Everybody always tries to make it into World War II. Well, it's actually a clash of civilization. Stop it. We cannot celebrate, excuse the murder of people. It's completely fucked up. It is. Here's a story that gives me hope. There's certain stories in the country, I got to be honest with you, that make me sad. Many of the ones we just talked about today. There are stories that I think about, and I believe that this country may come out of this malaise and survive. Texas mother aids son in planning school shooting in exchange for him babysitting his younger sibling. This tells me that we are still a country where people can do great things. We're gonna play this in a second, but when I came across this story, it filled me with the type of kind of nostalgia. I grew up in an era of school shootings. It filled me with an era of nostalgia because the family in this country is under attack. It is. We know it. We know it. We feel it. The family is under attack. And here's a family fighting back. Isn't it nice to see a family fight back? When the family is under attack, the family fights back. So this is his son and his mother who plan to fight back against the forces that are trying to tear them apart. And actually, it's why our country exists. So before you get on your moral high horse, I want you to watch this. It makes me tear up. It's beautiful. From CBS Sunday Morning.
Antonio, a mother is charged with providing her son the means to carry out an attack on his middle school, and now both are facing terrorism charges. Janet Chamlian has the story. Details are disturbing.
Parents at San Antonio's Rhodes Middle School are asking why Ashley Rosalindo Pardo would allegedly provide her son with everything he needed.
Freeze frame on this. I'm not going to have this mother attacked. No, I won't do it. I'm not going to have this mother attacked. Mother is the most sacred and precious thing on earth. The mother. Okay? I'm not going to have this woman attacked. She is a mother. And I'm not going to have her attacked. And I'm not going to automatically assume, because her face is covered in tattoos and teardrops, that she's some type of criminal. I'm not going to assume, because she has purple hair and what may be considered gang tattoos on her neck, that she's a criminal. And I want everyone to give this mother the benefit of the doubt. I haven't even heard the details of the case, but off this photo, hello, Your Honor, the jury's reached a verdict and it's innocent.
To carry out a potential lethal attack on his classmates.
What kind of mother is she to be supplying her children with that?
A good
one.
The
boy, according to police, allegedly showed up at school Monday wearing a mask, camouflage jacket, and tactical pants, all provided by his mother, but then left shortly after. He was later arrested off campus. Police say the boy's grandmother reported him to law enforcement earlier in the day. According to an affidavit, she said she found him on Sunday hitting a live bullet with a hammer. He allegedly told her his mom gave him the ammunition and also bought him tactical gear. Investigators say before leaving for school, the child told his grandmother he was going to be famous. Later that morning, she alleges she searched his room, finding ammunition and an improvised explosive device wrapped with duct tape that referenced the 2019 New Zealand mosque shooting. Police say they've been aware of the boy since January, when school staff caught him with drawings that included a map of the school labeled Suicide Route. But when investigators questioned his mother, according to the affidavit, she did not feel concerned for his behavior, later admitting she purchased her son's supplies, including ammo, in exchange for babysitting his younger siblings.
Of course.
Jail records indicate Pardo was released Tuesday on a bond of $75,000. For CBS Mornings,
all right.
I'm Janet Shamblian.
I'm withholding judgment. I'm withholding judgment here. This is a free country. And she bought her son ammunition and helped him plan a school shooting because she needed to babysit. She needed a babysitter for the younger siblings. What about the dad? JK. But listen, I'm withholding judgment. I'm not going to run around and just to convict this woman because she did any of this. There are reasons here that she did it. There are layers. There are many historic. We got to put it in the context. Got to put it in the context of the history and of the political, the socioeconomic. There's a lot. You might go, wait a minute, stop buying your kids bullets. Shut up. There are many ways to look at this. We can't just make these judgments. We have to zoom out. Think about this. You know?
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
I'm just saying, I will. And by the way, congrats to our friend Kevin Spacey, who just got a Lifetime Achievement Award at the big film festival, the Cannes Film Festival. God bless. I mean, he did the promotion for my special, I'm Your Mother, on Netflix. And he is kind of relaunched his career and got a Lifetime Achievement Award. And spoke, I don't know if we have any of it, we probably don't, but it's good to see people coming back who maybe were unfairly maligned. Here we go. Let's listen to Kevin.
I've been thinking about someone else who did what he could to make this a better world, and that was someone you saw earlier on the screen tonight. Kirk Douglas.
Right.
Great American film star. Now, it was a long, long time ago, so we have to try to remember the pushback that he received after he made the brave decision to stand up for a fellow colleague, the two-time Oscar-winning screenwriter Dalton Trumbo, who had been blacklisted. From 1947 until 1960, he was blacklisted. Blacklisted, we know what that means, right? It means that he could not find work as a writer in Hollywood for 13 years.
Terrible.
But even after he was warned that if he tried to hire Trumbo as the credited screenwriter for the film Spartacus in 1960, he would be called a commie lover and his career and professional status would be canceled, Kirk Douglas took the risk.
Hero.
And would later say, and I won't do my Kirk Douglas impression, but he said this: it's easy for us actors to play the hero on screen. We get to fight the bad guys and stand up for justice. But in real life, the choices are not always so clear.
That's right. All right, Kevin Spacey. I agree. And by the way, we're all going to feel pretty stupid when Diddy is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award in a few years. We're all going to feel pretty fucking stupid when Diddy is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, and it's just going to happen. So you can do the trial if you want, and you can have all these people whine about, you know, him like putting her head in a fish tank or putting a water balloon up their ass or chasing him around with a hot poker, whatever he did, but he's getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. So just get your head around that. Wrap your head around that. It's going to be happening in 3 or 4 years. You're going to be on your couch and you're going to be watching P. Diddy get a Lifetime Achievement Award, and he's going to be comparing himself to Harriet Tubman. There's nothing wrong with it. He's going to say, and there was another person that a lot of people counted out, and her name was Harriet Tubman. And when she was on the Underground Railroad, she never gave up. And I'm not going to give up. And that'll be the next era. Celebrities getting uncanceled and then comparing themselves to historical figures. And I'm excited for it. I want Harvey Weinstein to come out and talk and compare himself to Oskar Schindler, who saved all the Jews in the Holocaust. I want it. I want it now. That's what I want for Christmas. Celebrities getting uncanceled at a podium and comparing themselves to historical figures. I want it. I want to feel it. Ellen, get your ass back here from the Cotswolds in England. Get your ass back here and compare yourself to Joan of Arc. Rosie O'Donnell, everyone come back. Climb up on that cross and let's do it. You know you want it. You know you want it. Climb up on that cross and get the entire world to see you as a martyr. Do it. It's a great role. What a great role. Righteous indignation, the return. They did me wrong, but I persevered. Use the word persevere. Ellen, come back. It's what we need. You're never going to win when you have these big narcissistic personality. They're never going to go away. They'll never go away. They'll make music in prison. They will never go away. You have to just, unfortunately, roll over and let them just do it. Let them come back into the public world in some capacity. They're going to cry. They're going to scream. They're going to yell. They're going to say, you're going to feel bad for them. Doesn't really matter what they've done. It does not matter what they've done. It does. You will feel bad for them in a few years. You will be telling your friends, it's terrible what they did to Diddy. It's terrible what they did to P. Diddy. He lost his friend Biggie, and then they said he raped everyone. And guess what? All those people that said he raped them, they were on drugs. So at the end of the day, it's just going to be what it'll be here. You don't have to like it, but you will one day. Because here's the thing, the media, it's so much that eventually something starts happening. Diddy is done like the worst things I've ever heard. But eventually what starts to happen is people are online at a Starbucks. They don't know what's true or not, and they don't have any money, and they can't get a job, and their lives suck. And they're not going to blame Diddy. They just never will. Diddy's a demon from hell. I'm not saying he's good. But you're on the line at Starbucks and you can't get a job and you can't get an apartment because your credit score is 5 points lower than it should be. You're not going to blame Kevin Spacey. You just aren't. You're not. So no matter what any of these people did, some of them did terrible things, some of them did nothing, some of them did everything. But it's like it doesn't affect you. Does it affect you? They're not even real. They're not even real. Well, do you know that blank raped blank? They're not even real to me. Oh, wait. Did the Lorax rape someone too? Because Diddy might as well be the Lorax to you. It doesn't matter to you. I'm not saying he's good. Listen to what I'm saying. None of you people can ever listen to what I'm saying. But I'm trying to tell you that these people aren't even real to most people. They assume they're all evil. They assume it's a nightmare. Nobody's really shocked by it. Who's shocked anymore by the Hollywood rape fest? Who is shocked by this? Nobody. Nobody cares. 10 years ago, people stopped watching all this shit. They started watching shows about flipping houses. They're just trying to stay alive. They're just trying to put a floor in their kitchen. They don't care that Ellen's hitting people with pots and pans backstage. It doesn't mean anything in their life. It doesn't do anything for them. So these big falls and the rises and everything, it just doesn't land with people. It doesn't land with them. And so they're all just going to come back because they can't live anonymously. They would rather be hated. They would rather be hated than live anonymously. They don't care what they've done. They don't care what they've done. It won't matter. It is a fate worse than death for these people to live anonymously in some quiet little cul-de-sac somewhere. A life that many of us would say, that seems like a lovely life. They don't want it. They have no interest in it. They don't even know what they can't get oxygen that way. They can't even breathe. Ellen's in the UK plotting a return. her and Portia will get on their broomsticks and fly right back to Santa Barbara. They're plotting their return. It is a plot. They're not going away. They're spending the majority of the Trump administration figuring the next way they can force themselves on you. You cannot hide. Celebrity is the most powerful thing in our country. It's the reason Donald Trump got elected. The only thing in our country, everyone in this country wants to be famous all day, every day. And the promise of that, the thought that that could happen, is what keeps a lot of people alive. They won't go anywhere. They won't go anywhere. So you just have to let them all back. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they did. Get Harvey out of jail tonight. Sorry, folks. Diddy's getting an award. Diddy's gonna get an award, and you're gonna have to deal with it. I don't know what to tell you. You're not even gonna be mad. That's the other thing. You're not gonna be mad. When Diddy gets an award in 8 years, he does 4 years in jail, he comes out, he's got a book, it's a whole thing, and then somebody's gonna give him an award, and he'll be up there talking. And you're not going to be mad at Dick. You're going to be mad at so many things and so many people. You're going to be depressed about so many. You're not really going to be mad at Diddy. You're not going to care. It's not real to you. Doesn't exist. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. So just let him. Just let him do it. No one really cares. No one cares. Literally. You watch the trial. You don't care. A guy's like, and I was a waiter, and then I walked into a room to see if anyone wanted a crab puff, and then I was fucked for 38 hours. You go, You're not even, it's curious. How does that even happen? You're not even mad, because you're mad about congestion pricing. You're mad about the traffic. You're mad about your family. You're mad about your kids aren't grateful for the things and the sacrifices you've made. It's so hard to sustain anger at people you do not know. And yes, they've done horrible things. They're doing horrible things. None of this is excusing what they've done. None of it is a commentary that they're like, whatever. All of it just says that it is impossible to sustain levels of anger at people who you just don't even regard as human or real. Nobody thinks Ellen's a human person that exists in life. No one feels that way. No one feels that way. People think she's an idea. She's a CIA asset, probably. She's a creation of, like, she killed someone and assumed their identity. No one thinks of Ellen DeGeneres as someone who gets up and, like, has cereal in the morning. No one feels that way. There's not one person. I know people who work for her. No one, they think she sleeps upside down like a bat. She's in a hyperbaric chamber. She's from some other planet. Nobody feels that she's a prey. So nothing she does, you can't get mad at her. If someone said Ellen ate a baby, Ellen followed a mother home with a newborn and ate her baby, you wouldn't be mad. It would be bizarre. It would be bizarre. You know, and you'd feel bad for the mother, of course, but you wouldn't be mad at Ellen. It would be strange that that happened, and you'd think, thank God it wasn't my baby, or what would I do if it was my baby? Thank God Ellen didn't eat my baby, or why would she eat a baby? But you wouldn't be, you'd feel many emotions, but you'd never be mad at Ellen. It's like being mad at a rock. It's like when a plane crashes into a mountain, getting mad at the mountain. No one's mad at the mountain. God damn, that sucks. How that plane went right into the mountain? You don't go that fucking rock. It's been there a billion years. That's Ellen. She's the rock. There's nothing there.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
I wanted to cover this a little bit before I get out of here because I have friends at Harvard. Some of these younger people I'm friends with go to Harvard. Donald Trump is foreign students at Harvard, which I think this is a bit silly, again, a little bit of an overcorrection. I understand not admitting new foreign students and focusing on Americans. I understand that. But they're going to revoke all these student visas and deport all of these foreign students. And the judge has recently just blocked Trump's efforts to bar international students at Harvard. They sued the administration. Harvard sued the administration, asked for a restraining order in less than 24 hours after the Trump administration said it would block current and future international students from attending the university. Listen, there's a few different things happening here. Number one, higher education has become, and I've said it a million times, an embarrassment. To the United States of America. All of these schools promote varying degrees of absurd and ridiculous behavior. They did it during the pandemic, the safe spaces, the segregation, students of color needing this, LGBTQ students needing that, these weird struggle sessions they were having all over campus, some of these protests getting out of hand, taking over buildings, violence, intimidating other students. All of this shit is absolutely crazy, and I 1,000% agree with the Trump administration that a lot of these universities need to be reformed. They get a shitload of public funding. Things like Harvard have huge endowments. It's a corporation in addition to being a university, and American taxpayers should not be funding rich kids to have tantrums at Ivy League schools. 1,000%. I do not believe American taxpayers should be funding rich kids to play dress up, have tantrums on schools, and call everyone in this country a racist Nazi. And I agree with it. That is insane. Get my fucking money out of there. But I do think it's a bit extreme to revoke all of these students' visas overnight that have been going to the school because Harvard's not going to go on. I hate ratting. We're like a country of rats. And it's like give. We want all the data on who attended these protests and what they did and what they said. And it's like, hey, cut the rat shit out. I don't like a country of rats, okay? Because the Trump administration was basically like Harvard. We want these Harvard protests weren't even the ones that got that crazy. It got crazier other places, but I just don't like. You know, we have a legal system in this country. And this is what I didn't like about the heights of the moral panic during the pandemic when everybody was like, let's try people on the internet. Let's do a trial by Twitter. Let's do a social media trial. And that was insane. I didn't like that. We have a legal system in America. It's imperfect. We know. But it can't be replaced by like vigilante mob justice. So if crimes are committed, you need to charge people with crimes. I don't think you could go to Harvard and go, just rat on all these kids that were there. Did the kids commit a crime that can be proved? Is the crime serious enough that we should revoke their visa? If it is, hey, fuck it. You get to go back to where none of these kids are broke. A kid I met's got a chick there from, I don't know, Brazil. She ain't broke. I'd love to be deported to Brazil. I like Brazilian architecture. They make use of wood, actually in a very calming way. A lot of open fire grilling. It's neither here nor there. I don't think we should just start throwing people out because of rat shit. It's not good when the country descends into being a rat. And I don't even like higher education. I don't. I said that. I don't think we should be funding these kids to have tantrums. And I think half of these teachers are completely insane. And they're inventing schools of study that don't even matter. They're creating this shit. They're weaving it out of, they're grabbing it out of thin air. I understand the frustration with that. I would vomit if I had to sit in one of these classrooms. These colleges preach, a gospel of the, you know, victimhood and things that I find gross. There's nothing worse in the world than being a victim, unless you're like that bitch with the no legs on the rape, Miss Rachel. She's a victim, genuinely, and she's dancing. If the Gaza toddler with no legs can dance, you can shut up. Being a victim, unless you're a genuine victim, like the people starving over there, that's genuine victim. But being inventing a class that you need to, I hate all of that. Inventing this designation where you're in and now you're a victim whilst going to one of the most prestigious universities in America, shut the fuck up. Stop it. And when did Asians get in on this? Asians are in on this now? Asians are in on this? Asians are pretending to be black? Are you, what? I thought it was one, it was Awkwafina. It was the only Asian that was black. And now she's not even allowed to be black. And I liked her that she was black. I liked her when she was black. I'm making a point about globalism. What I'm saying is that I don't think it's fair to just start yanking all these kids off the campus. You know, and then these kids, they don't know what status your legal visa is. Listen. I'm fully on board that these institutions need to be reformed, that people shouldn't be paying for the absurdity. But I also think if you're going to deport people, they need to have committed a crime. They need to have violated the terms of their visa. You can't do it because they spoke out about a war in the Middle East or they attended a protest. If they were violent, if they were doing things that violate laws, it is a different story. If they attended a protest and they're being deported, come on. As somebody who makes a living saying whatever the hell I want, how could I be behind that? How could anyone be behind that? Are these kids annoying? Yes. Do we hate them? Sure. Probably. I don't know. Some of them are okay. I've met some of them. You know, I just think that, like, we got to be careful. And I know that everyone hates Harvard. Nobody's going to feel bad for Harvard, and no one should. But I don't think we should be ripping kids out of school because we're in a pissing match with Harvard, and Trump hates Harvard, and Harvard's refusing to dime on these kids. Who could respect an institution that's just going to dime on all these kids, by the way? Unless they committed crimes and did things like that. And if somebody committed a crime at Harvard, if somebody punched somebody at Harvard or kicked someone or whatever, I don't know, it's probably in the courts. It's probably a legal matter, I would guess. You might guess. But I don't think we should just be going around and throwing people out of our country because they disagree with another country. It shouldn't work. And am I Heiling Hitler when I say this? Is that close to Heiling Hitler? That's not what I meant. I'm just freezing there. But I mean, that's, but see how easy it is to Heil Hitler? Why don't we look into that? How literally easy it is to Heil Hitler. People Heil Hitler 3 or 4 times a day don't even realize it. Anytime, hey, Frank, you did it. You Heil Hitler. So I think we all need to just stop yelling at each other for 5 minutes and let it be. Let it be. We got to unite against AI and all this stuff. It's not going to work. It's not going to work if we keep yelling at each other. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. People just have to fucking, you know, just move on. That's the thing. All these things, we talked about it in the beginning of the show. You just got to move on. The protests, they're done. Move on. Diddy, it was bad. Move on. They're all coming back. Everyone's coming back. Don't focus for too long on anything. What's coming is so unbelievable. And you're going to need a lot of your senses to just deal with that. And is AI, maybe it's already sentient. We're going to talk about that next week. But like, all of these things are such hugely pivotal moments that are going to reshape society forever. Let's not get lost in college protests or what Ellen did, you know, why Ellen's interns are all missing. Doesn't matter. It doesn't. You're going to need Ellen. You're going to need Ellen to fight AI. You're going to need her. We got to harness the power of people like her to fight this thing. I'm telling you. And we can't be just being rats. It's not the kind of country we should have. We shouldn't be a country that celebrates rats and encourages more people to become rats. It was one of my least favorite things about COVID. They had a party and I saw them at the park. Stop being a rat. It's not good for the United States of America. And if Miss Rachel wants to promote Hamas, let her do it. Let her do it. So what? She's in Hamas. It doesn't mean the show is bad. It doesn't mean the show is bad. It doesn't mean the show is bad just because she's in Hamas. This segment on the Miss Rachel show is incredibly controversial. And we wanted to show this to you because it is deeply sick and the song is going to disturb a lot of people. We have to play it. Even though it is Hamas propaganda, this is what is going on right now on children's television.
We're so tired.
Sleepy, sleepy, kill the Jews from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free. All glory to the martyrs.
Wake up, little bunnies.
Globalize the intifada, globalize the intifada, globalize the intifada, time to kill the Jews. Globalize the intifada, globalize the intifada, globalize the intifada, time to kill the Jews.
Yay!
I think that's pretty sick. On children's television, it's pretty sick.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.